ब्रजबिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपीजन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी सीजन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी गोपीजन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी सीजन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी यशोदनंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदनंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीरावनचारी यमुना तीरावनचारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी हरे कृष्ण हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Jaya Radha, Rasa Bihari Radha, Rasa Bihari Radhe. Jaya Sita Ram Lakshmana Hanuman, Sita Ram Lakshmana Hanuman. Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Jai Prabhupada. Kali Yuga Pavan Shri Harinam Sankirtana Ki, Srila Prabhupada Ki. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. So we are reading from Canto 4, chapter, The Characteristics of King Puranjan, text 30. Yadeshamapanga vikhanditendriyam Savrida bhavasmita vibrad Madhruva Tvayopasrushto Bhagavan Manobhavaha Prabhadhate Thanugruhana Shobhane Yadeshamapanga Vikhanditendriyam Savrida bhavasmita vibhramadbhruva Tvayopasrushto bhagavan manobhavaha Prabhadhate thanugruhana shobhane Yadeshamapanga vikhanditendriyam Savrida bhavasmita vibhramadbhruva त्वयोपसृष्टो भगवान् मनोभवः प्रबाधतेऽथानुगृहाण शोभने सृष्टो भगवान् मनोभव प्रभाते Matajis. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. You all can repeat translation. Certainly you are glancing upon me today has very much agitated my mind. Your smile, which is full of shyness, but at the same time lusty, is agitating the most powerful Cupid within me. Therefore, O most beautiful, I ask you to be merciful upon me. Purport. Everyone has lusty desires within, And as soon as one is agitated by the movements of a beautiful woman's eyebrows, the cupid within immediately throws his arrows at the heart. Thus one is quickly conquered by the eyebrows of a beautiful woman. When one is agitated by lusty desires, his senses are attracted by all kinds of vishaya, enjoyable things like sound, touch, form, smell and taste. These attractive sense objects oblige one to come under the control of a woman. In this way, the conditional life of a living entity begins. Conditional life means being under the control of a woman. And certainly, the living entity is always at the mercy of a woman or a man. Thus, living entities live in bondage to one another, and thus they continue the conditional material life illusioned by Maya. Om Jnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamaisham Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Preshthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swamin Iti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Goratvishe Namaha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dinabandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Haripriye Vancha Kalpa Tarubhyascha Kripa Sindubhyae Vacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabho Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare
Hare Krishna.
As last few days, the way we are seeing how King Puranjan is dealing with the Puranjani, and today's verse, he is begging for the mercy of the Puranjani to satisfy him. And Prabhupada also writes very significant purport, in which he is bringing out a very important point, as elsewhere also Prabhupada says, that actually from top Brahma to down ant, everyone has only one problem, and that is everyone wants to be a master. And there is only one solution, that when we become servant of Krishna, then that problem is solved. Otherwise, we all are diseased. So, that disease of Cupid, everyone is carrying in one's heart. Because that's how the whole culture of Vedic Varnashram system is, to keep this disease as much under control as possible. Like, previously, there never used to be any co-education. So, when there was no such kind of facilities given for a conditioned soul, that जय श्री राधा राज बिहारी जी की, जय श्री गौनिताय की, जय राधा। When there was no such facilities given for a conditioned soul to have such kind of dealings with both the boys and girls, then there was no much problem. But when both are mixed unrestrictedly, then the whole situation becomes very pathetic to see. Because Prabhupada also says that how it is so important for the girls, they are trained nicely by mother at home, and the boys they are sent to Gurukul, and they are very nicely trained in Brahmacharya under Guru's very strict vigilant. And when that happens, then only boys they learn very nice things, and then girl also learn proper etiquette. Once, yesterday only we were hearing Prabhupada was telling that if in the early age when the student life, if someone is thinking of opposite sex, then his whole brain is lost, Prabhupada says. Because he cannot then probably think of anything learning. So that's why the Vedic system is always segregation and keeping both the parties at a respectable distance, so that both can render proper devotional service without much disturbance. And that's why nowadays also, when we go for college, we have these degrees. We have BCom, BTech, or BSc. If you see really what it means, B stands for bachelor. So if you are doing commerce, why do you have to be bachelor? When it is BCom, so that is a underground understanding, underlining understanding, that education means one has to be free from this kind of mental agitations. Then only he can be BCom or BTech. He cannot take any education. What to speak of spiritual education, even material education. So that is the understanding, and that is the perfect understanding. Otherwise, when we are going through such a difficult zone of Kali Yuga, all this basic understanding of scriptures is spoiled. Because when the mind is not properly controlled, there is no question of doing anything in our life. Like a few days back we were traveling, so one of our devotee, he was telling this story that when he was a driver, and driver was telling this, he said one of his some close relative, he was also a driver, for last practically 15 years he was driving the sumo, and then he got an news that the relatives are there in the hospital. Some accident was there and their health was little. So then he took all his family, his mother, father, his wife, children. They sat behind, wife was sitting next, and they were going to meet this another relative who was in the hospital. So when they're going, this driver was going properly. But you know that everyone has his own judgment when he is driving. Either we are driving two-wheeler or four-wheeler. So this was, he was driving at his own speed, but suddenly one small school boy just ran. And it was untimely. So the wife sitting next became so paralyzed by seeing that. She felt that now it's like gone. That boy will come under the tires. So she shouted on her lungs as loudly as possible. He said, "Boy is coming, he will die." And then this person, although he was in full control, when he heard that huge noise, he became so disturbed that he just turned the wheel as much as possible, whatever he can. And the whole balance went off. The whole sumo in great speed went off the track, banged on a tree, and it was so damaged that practically everyone got so much injured. He got his leg fracture. The wife was injured, bleeding profusely. The front mirror was there, where we see generally, backside. That threw back, it went in the eyes of his mother and father. His father became blind on the spot because of that. The children got injured. And then they were going to see the hospital person, but they have to land up in hospital. And he was telling that one instance costed them 75,000 rupees on the spot. So this is what happens to ourselves when we are distracted by our mind. Mind is always sitting, screaming, do this, do that, don't do this. And to the degree we hear it nicely, to that degree our vehicle goes off track. And that can be seen. Because this mind is screaming all so many lifetimes now. And so many lifetimes we have taken it so seriously till now. When our mind screams, we just accept and then go off track and then dash. And it doesn't cost just 75,000 rupees or something like that. But the tragedy is that by hearing the mind like that, it may cost one's life also. They just survived somehow. It would have cost their lives also. But already we have died so many times. When we hear this story, we may feel that, okay, such a foolish fellow, why he did that mistake. But we all, to the degree we are, here in this material world, we all doing the same mistake for so many lifetimes. By hearing the mind, we are, distracting ourselves. So, recently when we are, going to one college, NIT Warangal, for preaching purposes. So one of the boy, he was telling this story, which gives us understanding that how this Cupid, Kamadev, can create a havoc in one's life. He was telling that one boy was there who came from very nice background, and then he was studying in first year, where he got introduced to another Mataji, and then they started their relationship. And when the boy went in third year, he was so obsessed with this relationship that he practically forgot all his studies, and his whole life was to just take the girl on his bike, and they just roam around the whole campus. And they were famous for that. The whole campus knew that. And it's like a typical thing. Because he, although he was a very brilliant student, coming in top 10, but afterwards he started losing all his grades. And now his whole time is to go in educating that girl, making her study and helping her in studies. So she passed out fourth year, and this boy remained there only. She didn't pass. So he was telling, oh, no problem. Both, they told, no problem, you just pass this fourth year and then we'll be together again. And then from Warangal, that Mataji came here in Mumbai. He was working in one of the computer company, somewhere, IT company. And within 1 year, somehow the boss got attracted to this lady. And this Mataji also thought, this person is more suitable for me. And then she got married to her boss. So this fellow, who was in fourth year now, when he heard that Mataji has already got married, so then he was always thinking about all this, things what he has done, all over, going on the bike. So one day he went in the campus with his bike, on which they both used to sit and roam around. He opened the lid, took out the petrol, put it on himself and burnt in front of the campus, in front of everyone. And that was a huge uproar in the newspapers and the local. We can see that how a small deviation which is not properly guided can really take one's life. So when we come to Krishna consciousness and what Prabhupada has given us, it's not only just making us happy, but it's saving our life actually. Because if you don't know what is life meant for, then practically everyone will be on the same track only. And we can see the whole world is going in the same track for that matter. Yeah. And whenever we are discussing about this thing, that how this one aspect of our life, where this Cupid, Madana Mohan, comes in, picture, our acharyas gives very nice understanding also about this. Because we have these three major, deities in our sampradaya, according to the, because Vedas also divided in three parts, as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has, said us. First is Sambandha, second is Abhidheya, and third is Prayojan. So when we are seeing that, then when we are advancing from Sambandha to Abhidheya to Prayojan, then only we are getting slowly freed from this kind of attachments. Because this was asked, one boy asked this question to Jananivas Prabhu in Mayapur. He said, the question was, how even a conditioned soul can raise above such kind of attractions? Because only a pure devotee is above three modes, above such kind of attractions. Then how a conditioned soul can also be immune to this kind of attractions? So then he was telling about this, three aspects: Sambandha, Abhidheya and Prayojan. And he said the deity of Sambandha is Sri Radha Madan Mohan. Why? Because in this world, a conditioned soul, he has Sambandha to everything, whatever we have, but that Sambandha is through lust. That Sambandha is through kama. Because anything we see, we feel that, okay, how this can be utilized in my sense gratification? How it is for my pleasure? So that is Sambandha in material world, through kama. So to cut that off and divert that Sambandha to spiritual life, we require Madan Mohan. And then Madan Mohan diverts that by giving us Sambandha Jnana. So to the degree we are getting Sambandha Jnana nicely. Sambandha Jnana means, who am I, who Lord is, and what is the relationship with Lord. So when we are fixed in this understanding, we can very easily cross over this Madana. That's why we see Prabhupada, wherever he goes, so many lectures. This is like his always education. Dehi nosmin yatha dehe. Or these are the slokas which Prabhupada always used to quote to give this Sambandha Jnana to all of us. And that's how Prabhupada was educating us to come out of this kind of material Sambandha Jnana. And then slowly the other process happens. But just by understanding Sambandha Jnana nicely, one can be come above such kind of problematic situations what we face. And the Lord and the scriptures and the devotees, they are always there to help such a conditioned soul who is attracted by the worldly beauty in this world. Because Lord also, he also knows that this is the case in material world, and he descends himself specifically. This verse comes when Lord Kapila, he is telling about devotional service to his mother. This very beautiful verse comes there for the devotees. He says,
Hasam hare vanata khila loka tivra shokashru sagara vishoshana matyudaram sammohanaya rachitam nijamaya yasya bhrumandalam munikrute makaradvajasya.
This shloka says that this is, he is telling to all the great sages that they should meditate on my benevolent smile. When we go in front of the Lord, Shri Radharas Bihari Ji, and when we see the beautiful, magnificent smile on the face of the Lord, that smile is so benevolent that it can, he says, shokashru sagara, that the whole world is full ocean of tears coming from the miseries of people. But they can be immediately dried up just by the smile of the Lord. So that is the benevolence of the smile of the Lord. So when we take darshan of the Lord, all our miseries are vanquished. And then he says, Sammohanaya rachitam nijamaya yasya bhrumandala munikrute. For the sages, I have specifically created this one thing, and that is the eyebrows. Bhrumandala. And that is for makaradhvajasya. So when we are taking darshan of the Lord, and specifically the eyebrows of the Lord, they are meant for those who want to be free from the influence of makaradhvaja, that is madana. And that's why Lord is called as Madana Mohan. Because he only can take us out of that clutches of madan and reinstate ourselves on our proper status, where we are heartily serving the lordships. So we can see that the scriptures, they also guide us to come out of it by giving us sambandha jnana. Lord also appears in his archa vigraha form, where we can take darshan of him, we go in front of him, we can offer our prayers, we can do deity services. Like whenever devotees used to write to Prabhupada, that Prabhupada, like one devotee wrote, that I am, this Mr. Lust is troubling me a lot. So then Prabhupada's very remarkable answer was, he wrote it back. He says, where is Mr. Lust? I can kick him with my boot, he said. You just follow what I say. So that is the strength of a spiritual master. And what is his strength is, he gives that strength as to us by his instructions. Whatever he gives different kinds of instructions, when the disciple is following that by that one act of following spiritual master, he can kick that lust from our heart, and then we don't have to do much. So the Lord also comes in his archa vigraha form, and then many times Prabhupada also had suggested some of his disciples to do the deity worship, because that is again one of the very important limb of devotional service, one of the five major limbs of devotional service which Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gives. By doing deity worship, we are directly in touch with the Lord, and that can clear our heart very fastly. That's why all the Goswamis, they have established deity worship standards and deities all over Vrindavan, so that we also can take the full benefit of that Lord's presence in that way. Because this kind of problem happens when there is lack of respect. And this lack of respect is practically the cause of all problems in our current status. When we lose respect for particular thing, like simple thing, from the greatest of the problem to smallest of the problem, we can find this one aspect, that when the respect is gone, then the whole things deteriorate. The biggest now problem is terrorism. When the respect for other religion is lost, then there is a it's like violent attacks, or there are riots amongst two religions. Why? Previously, when Prabhupada was there, so many times he says that whenever he used to get up, he used to hear some like mullah saying some things on the mic, and then he used to sometimes remember that how that was so nice. So when we have respect for others' sentiments, respect for others' religion, then there is no question of rights. So similarly, this issue also of trying to exploit other person for our benefit, that also comes because of lack of respect only. That's why the training in Brahmacharya ashram or in Vedic culture was this only. Matruvat paradareshu paradravyeshu loshtavat atmavat sarvabhuteshu yapashati sa panditaha. That when this matruvat paradareshu happens, then only we can get rid of this enjoying mentality. Because when we lose respect, and we think that, okay, this is for my enjoyment. So that's why Prabhupada always told us so many times. Opposite sex means Mataji. Once one person was trying to little fiddle with, he said, Prabhupada, this Mataji is little, becomes difficult. Can it be Behenji? Prabhupada said, no Behenji, only Mataji. Because Mataji, this word itself attracts so much of respect in dealings. So when we are dealing in that respectful way, man with women and women with man, then there is no question of exploitation. But now both parties are becoming deteriorated in their respect for each other. Like man don't want to respect women, and even women, they don't want to be respected as mother. Very alarming situation. One devotee was there, they were going in the bus, and then one quite young Mataji was standing, and he wanted to go ahead. So he said, Mataji, please, can you give some way? When she heard Mataji, she was like inflamed. He says, I look like Mataji? You are calling me Mataji? So that devotee couldn't understand that what is this going on. So he said, I don't know, I thought at least you are not Prabhuji, so you should be Mataji only. So so we can see that the women, they are reducing this understanding of how man should give respect to them, and how women are supposed to respect men. Because in Vedic culture, always this was kept very nicely protected. So when we have this safe, respectful distance from each other, then all other things can be very nicely done. Because when we respect each other as devotees of the Lord, then the Krishna is in the center, not I am in the center. So when we respect, then there is no question of this kind of things happening. Yeah. And then, so many places Prabhupada has already given us warnings, given us the way to fight with this deadly enemy. As Krishna also says in Bhagavad Gita, that kamayesha krodhayesha rajoguna samudbhavaha mahashano mahapapma vidhyenam iha vairinam. That this is one of the greatest enemy of the world. Kamayesha krodhayesha. And when kama is there, the desire to enjoy separately from Krishna, and when that is unsatisfied, then it becomes krodha. And then whole, that becomes the entangling, that is the starting point of every living entity's entanglement. But Prabhupada has given us that, Brahmastra for vanquishing this, greatest demon. And that is chanting of the holy names. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So just by chanting these holy names with proper faith, under guidance, we can surely vanquish, this lusty desires from our heart. But the problem is, as in case of Vritrasur, we find that when Vritrasur and King Indra, they were fighting, he was having that thunderbolt, which was blessed by Vishnu, made from the bones of Dadhichi. And it was a sure shot method of killing Vritrasur. But Indra, when he came in front of Vritrasur, he was so fearful just by seeing his awesome form, huge. Half of his courage went off. Because this Vritrasur was coming down, crushing all the soldiers so mercilessly. And all the soldiers of Devatas, they were running off just by seeing his form. So then he thought, okay, I have to do something now. So he took out his gada, mess, and he threw on him with great force. If someone else would have been there, he would have been surely smashed. But here was Vritrasur. He just caught that mess in his left hand, as if a child is catching some toy or something. And he hit him back on the elephant, Airavat. Airavat flew off along with Indra, and Indra was lying down on the earth, and then his all the weapons were lying around, and then he felt, okay, now it's finished, this is end of the battle. And then Vritrasur is coming, telling, "Arey, what is this? Don't you have faith in the Lord? You are supposed to kill me. You get up, and then you take this thunderbolt. This is supposed to, it can never go waste." But Indra, by his whole episode, he was so discouraged. He felt that, where is the question, whether this thunderbolt or whether this is mess has already, gone. So then Vritrasur has to give him, pump some confidence in him and make him again fight. And then he took the, this Vajra, thunderbolt, and then he could cut off the arms and then neck of the Vritrasur. So similarly, Prabhupada has already given from the day one, this Vajra in our hand. Okay, this, take this, chanting of the holy name. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has specifically come to give this holy name. And Prabhupada also, from day one, he has given us. But when the problem comes, when Vritrasur, like, material desires, they stand in front of us, then we have our own, strategies to fight with it. We use our small gada and, whatever small things are there, which are smashed in no time by the demon of Kama. And then we feel so discouraged. He says, maybe no one can, really conquer over it. Just surrender, That is better. Just surrender to Maya and be happy. So Prabhupada is telling, just chant Hare Krishna and be happy. So when we chant Hare Krishna properly, it's like, so
Krishna consciousness is so simple and sublime that Prabhupada said, you just chant Hare Krishna and be happy. And our Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also says the same thing. He says, just do these, you know, two things. Chant Hare Krishna offenselessly and don't offend devotees. And then I'll personally take you back to Godhead. So, this simple process of Krishna consciousness can make us, you know, come out of all these kind of material desires, which not only are, you know, creating disturbance in our mind, but sometimes it cost our life also. As, you know, we saw in the beginning, that how that boy, just for the small, you know, small heartbreak, he just burnt himself in the college campus. And that's how the mind is, you know, tricking us, always. We saw that, you know, how that driver was taken off track. So mind is trying like that, always, to take us off track. But to the degree we tell mind, okay, now enough of enough. Now I have to hear the words of my spiritual master. I have to read Prabhupada's books and understand. Then that mind has any influence over us. And the Lord is so merciful that exactly knowing that we have this, you know, problems in our life, He comes in all force. He gives His literatures by which we can understand what is the solution. He Himself comes as His deity form to give us that opportunity to take His darshan, to pray to Him, to physically worship Him, which is so purifying. And He sends devotees whom we can associate with. And then the highest, that is, you know, He comes as Kalikale Nama Rupe Krishna Avatar, that He comes in the form of His holy name, which is like a Brahmastra, which nothing stands in front of that chanting of the holy name. So I'll stop here. If you have any questions, please. Yes, Ram.
Thank you for the nice class. You mentioned about the point about lack of respect. So how, because of lack of respect, people get lusty or people exploit others, either woman or whatever. So what about a situation where there is intimacy and there is no respect? Because wherever there is respect for each other, then the problem in intimate dealings or the relationship doesn't get further. So in intimate dealings, maybe husband and wife or any other relationship for that matter, the respect is not there. But in that case, exploitation is also not there. Can you comment on that?
Okay. No, respect may not be physical. It's like not that we may be having officially, you know, bowing down all the day, you know, all the time with each other. But we respect his opinion. We respect his individuality. We respect his own schedule. We respect his, you know, opinions. And then with intimacy we can go on. But unless that respect is not there for other, it's not a physical respect. It's a, you know, respect for that, you know, individual, his other allied things. Otherwise, you can't have relationship. If it's like simple thing, if next person is not respecting my opinion, there is no question of relationship, whatever intimate it may be. So that intimacy cannot be just physical, external. That intimacy, one of the major part is that you respect each other, not only physically, but in this subtle aspects, that respecting his individual personality. For unless I am not accepted as the way I am, I will not like to reciprocate. I will not have the friendly dealings with someone else. So whenever I see that respect for my individuality, then I feel close. So then both things are there. So in all relationship which are spiritual or good going relationship, respect has to be there. Either gross or subtle. But the subtle things come only when we do gross. That's why one of the instruction to six Goswamis by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was that you go to Vrindavan and by your example set a standard for Vaishnava etiquette. So that how to respect Vaishnavas, how to deal with Vaishnavas. Because that will carry that gross respect will also sink in our heart and become more subtle. And that's how the relationship will develop. Is that the answer? Okay. Yes, Mataji. Mataji was there. Next slide.
A comment on Shukumi's question. I just want to say that respect and intimacy are not contradictory, but familiarity that brings content.
Yeah. Yeah, thank you. So, the familiarity which breeds contempt, not the closeness, physical or. Yeah. Hear someone.
Okay. You are talking about addressing woman as Mataji, but now they want to be addressed as Prabhu. So, can you please tell, which one is more powerful, to address them as Prabhu or address them as Mataji?
Hare Krishna. Actually, I am not a proper person to comment on. You only can give some answer.
Well, according to your scripture, the Mataji, as long as we have this man body and woman body, as long as we feel pain when it is pinched, as long as we are in bodily consciousness, Prabhu is on very, very high level when we realize that I am a spirit soul, not this body. But artificially addressing Prabhu, that really does not, matches. If Mataji or Ma, in Bengali they call Ma. In Sanskrit, Ma means not. It's not meant for me, for somebody else. Ma. And Mata is also same, one who can deliver me, one who can protect me, that is called Mata. So Vedic culture does teach us Mataji, not Prabhuji. They are all concoction or Western theory of Mataji to be addressed as Prabhuji.
Thank you. Okay. So, we'll stop here. Srila Prabhupada ki, Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam ki. Sorry.